Saddle up your horses.
Good morning and welcome to Around the Barn with Heads Up on Santa Clarita's hometown station, AM 1220 KHTS. I'm Nancy Z here with my saddle pal and co-host, Bobby Bean Bell.
Good morning.
Hey, Bobby.
Good morning.
And with our tech producer, Mike Dollar. So I'd like to welcome our guest today because I'm just chomping on the bit here. Michael Raduga is he lives in Moscow now, right, Michael?
Yes,
but hi. You were born in Siberia.
Yes, that's why for me it's a beautiful weather today. I am like on vacation.
It feels like Siberia out there, I'll tell you.
To us.
You know, and I says, I was born and raised in Chicago, and when he said he was born in Siberia, I went, ay, 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 you know.
It's not so bad, yes.
But he is author of 10 books in Russia. And two of those have been translated into English and are on his website, and you can download them for free, which is really awesome. And Michael's here because he started very young in a discipline that's been referred to, most of the world knows it as like an out-of-body experience, or we call it the unused part of the brain, or, you know, scientists tell us that we're only using like 10% of our brain. So what's the other 90% for? You know, what can we do with that? Well, Michael started very young.
I was about 15 years old.
Right. And what happened, Michael, so that...
It was spontaneously. It was a very strange story. You can read it on my free books. You can find them through internet.
And right. And the internet website is OBBoyEdward4U.com.
I think it's just better Google school of out of body travel, and you will find it.
It's real easy to get to.
Yes, or Google Michael Raduga's book.
Right.
Yes, it's very
Michael
easy.
Michael has come here because he has worked. He has a school in Russia. Taught this to many thousands of people. And has worked with disabled people, physically disabled people that are confined either to wheelchairs or...
Yes.
You know,
it's a very important thing for them.
Right. And especially because you were telling me that in Russia, if you walk down, walk through Moscow, you never see a person with a disability like we do here.
Yes. It's a very strange story, but it's a very huge problem for Russia. It's even impossible to see even disabled people on the streets because it's impossible for them to be there.
So the social attitudes are different there than they are here in the States.
Yes, it's a very bad situation. And for them, this practice, out-of-body experience, means too much, many things, yes.
Yes, a great deal. And they use it as a form of... respite or recreation, or just to, you know, and just to have to enrich their lives and have, you know, experiences that they can, you know, have fun with, that they can experience, that they can learn, that they can.
Yes, I want to say one thing. Mm-hmm. If this practice can shock even normal people, could you imagine how it's important? And how it's amazing for people who has disabilities.
Especially children.
Especially children, and especially for people at age about 16, 20, 14 years old. And for them, it's very important thing for them.
It would be very important when you think about the way we, the services we have here in the United States for the disabled population.
Yeah.
But even with all of the, you know, things we have here that you don't have in Moscow, even so, people are still get isolated, you know, and they're still limited, you know, but we do have services like Dial Ride, or we have, you know, buses that are equipped for wheelchairs and stuff so that they can, you know, get around a little bit. But anything that the dis- you know, that they can have of their own to work with, or that can bring them, you know, relief or pleasure or experiences that they can experience is absolutely worth it. So we have to pause right now for a moment for a break. And when we get back, Michael's going to tell us all about the out-of-body travel experience.
Don't go away. 9:22 in the morning. It's Around the Barn with Heads Up on your hometown station, AM 1220 KHTS.
Heads Up Therapy on Horseback, serving kids with special needs since 1986. There's no better therapy than the magic of the horse. Come ride with us. Visit our website, www.headsuptherapy.com. Check it out. Then come on out for a meet and greet visit with our horses, staff, and volunteers in beautiful Sand Canyon and Canyon Country. For information or an appointment, call 661-312-6184. We look forward to meeting you.
Get a taste of NASCAR by climbing behind the wheel of a real stock car at the LA Racing Experience at the legendary Toyota Speedway in Irwindale. Experience a high-octane dose of adrenaline and speed. You don't need to be a veteran driver. Beginners are welcome. It's the ultimate gift experience. The LA Racing Experience, a short drive from Santa Clarita for an adventure that will last a lifetime. Call 877-901-RACE, 877-901-RACE, or laracingx.com for the most unforgettable gift ever.
Persia and the countries bordered by the Mediterranean Sea produce some of the finest food the world has to offer. In many ways, these countries are completely different, but one thread links them: the love of good food. Persia Restaurant offers an experience of great taste, hospitality, and style. Every Thursday night, enjoy live music while dining. Sunday special is a discount for seniors. Persia Restaurant brings you the true taste of Persian and Mediterranean food. It's not only delicious, but healthy, too. Enjoy Persia often, on the corner of Boque and Seco Canyon.
Our financial conditions are like we've never seen before. We could never have imagined the complexities of the financial crisis we're in today. The rules are changing almost on a daily basis. Our anxiety levels are higher. Our debt levels are higher. We're not sure which way to turn. The law offices of Lewis Aspen can weave you through the obstacles. In California, there are 170,000 attorneys, but only 108 are certified bankruptcy specialists. Santa Clarita is lucky enough to have one of those. Lou Aspen. Lou will assist you in how to move forward, whether it's choosing bankruptcy, a short sale, foreclosure, loan modifications, or debt forgiveness. Lou will guide you and help you understand the latest rules and laws. Lou Aspen is your debt doctor. For a free consultation, call the law offices of Lewis Aspen at 254-5050, 254-5050, or log on to espinlaw.com. That's Aspen, E-S-B-I-N, law.com. Lou Aspen is our emergency room surgeon of the economy. Listen to AM 1220 KHTS and catch Cash Collateral with Lou Aspen, the debt doctor. He'll be live and on the air.
Hi, I'm Dr. John Roush, large animal veterinarian. Due to the recent rains, we expect to see an increase in West Nile virus infections. This virus is of great concern to horses and humans in our area. Be aware the equine vaccination against the virus has proven effective. West Nile virus is transmitted by mosquitoes, so we ask your help in monitoring and emptying potential reservoirs that could serve as breeding nests for infected mosquitoes. The virus is in our area. It's just a matter of time. For questions, call Dr. Dick, Dr. Ragsdale, or Dr. Roush at 259-7745.
AM 1220 KHTS.
Welcome back to Around the Barn with Heads Up on Santa Clarita's hometown station, AM 1220 KHTS. I'm Bobby Jean, here with host Nancy Z and Mike Dollar, and our guest today, Michael Raduga. If you have any questions for our guest this morning, do give us a call at 298-KHTS. That's 298-5487. So, Nancy, we have this.
I want to emphasize, and I want Michael to explain that this is a no-nonsense approach that he has and that he teaches.
Yes.
You know, there's nothing, this type of research has been in the past, you know, in the early days when we were more ignorant and less, you know, people would, you know, classify things and, oh, it's esoteric or it's this or it's that or it's whatever. But Michael's system, and there's nothing esoteric about it. He has learned and discovered something and how to use a portion of the brain that we don't normally use. And you've been at this a while now, in the development of it, because you started when you were 15.
Yes, I was 15, and it was occasionally. But then it was so amazing for me. That I thought, wow, it's the most interesting thing that I ever seen. I should know what it is. And I started to make investigation, research for knowing what it is. And by age of 20 years old, I already have my first book in Russia. And then I opened my school and started to teach people to do it. And then it's only then I started to understand what it is, because it's absolutely different things, your own practice and when you see and teach other thousands of people.
Right.
And then I started to teach disabled people, and I started to understand that it is most important thing in this area. Mm-hmm. You can find anything about this phenomenon, but you can't ignore that it is very important thing for disabled people. You can't ignore it. It doesn't matter what it is. It's very important thing for disabled people. It can help them to do things that they can't do in real life. And I saw it many times, and I can't explain the emotions that I saw.
We have some feedback from some of the people you work with in Russia with disabilities. And one was, the question was, how important an event is entering the phase, which is, as it's known in Russia, for you, having an out-of-body experience? And the answer of this person was, for me, entering the phase is a very important, exciting event. When I get there, I am overwhelmed with a joy that is incomparable with anything else, because I realize that I can do absolutely everything. I would like to enter the phase as often as possible and stay there as long as possible, at least 10 minutes, though I've never been able to maintain it for more than 1 minute. So it takes practice. I want to ask you, Michael, when you enter the phase, how long was your longest?
It's normally to be there about 5 minutes. You can do by these 5 minutes very many things, because it's very easy to translocate there, to find objects. And only by 1 minute you can do about 6 or 5 things.
So time is escalate, you can do much more in a shorter amount of time.
Yes, it's another dimension.
Right.
And so there's another time. And you can do everything. 5 minutes or 10 minutes in this state, it's like entity by your sensation.
Now, as I said, this happened to me once when I was in my early 20s, because I had read books and I was just fascinated, and you know, I wanted to try, and I was trying, you know, really hard in that. And it happened, you know. And I was so surprised and overwhelmed at what I saw and everything. And I was just like, wow, this is, oh my God, oh my goodness, you know, look at that, you know, look at that. I was just, you know, like, and I've never been able to do, so I don't know how, I don't even remember how it happened. But some people, it's spontaneous. Now, as a teenager, for you, it's not
so rare things.
Right,
you know.
It's not so rare.
About 20% people have this experience, and it is,
they don't know what to do with it, though.
Yeah, and you should understand it, that it's not some weird thing.
Weird, right?
Yeah, it's absolutely normal thing. There's only one problem: it's uninvestigated thing.
Right,
but
it's not been investigated.
It's normal for everyone. Everyone can do it. So there's nothing amazing that you had this experience, and everybody, almost everybody, have this experience, but not in so vivid. Not as vivid as you. And sometimes it's so realistic that you even can't understand that you had it. For example, upon awakening, sometimes you can move, you can stand and lay back, and you will never know that it was unreal. It's absolutely normal. Every people do it upon awakening, in the night, in the morning. It's normal. But
they're just not aware.
Yes, it's not aware.
That it's, you know, that there's something different going on. Yeah. Well, we have to pause for a short break. And remember, if you have any questions, give us a call. 298-KHTS, and stay tuned. We'll be right back with more on this phenomenon.
9:33, we're on the web at hometownstation.com, streaming live. It's Around the Barn with Heads Up on your hometown stations, AM 1220, KHTS.
There are so many heroes in our valley, ones who are working behind the scenes with our nonprofit organizations. Hi, I'm Janice Murray. Join me each week for the Nonprofit Spotlight Show. You'll hear the stories behind our heroes and learn about the great work being done in our community. I hope you'll join me and tell your friends about the show. That's the Nonprofit Spotlight Show, Mondays from 10 a.m. to noon. Brought to you by our friends at the Castaic Lake Water Agency, reminding you to fix those leaks. Every drop counts. Save water and money with tips at clwa.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. John Roush, large animal veterinarian. Due to the recent rains, we expect to see an increase in West Nile virus infections. This virus is of great concern to horses and humans in our area. Be aware the equine vaccination against the virus has proven effective. West Nile virus is transmitted by mosquitoes, so we ask your help in monitoring and emptying potential reservoirs that could serve as breeding nests for infected mosquitoes. The virus is in our area. It's just a matter of time. For questions, call Dr. Dick, Dr. Ragsdale, or Dr. Roush at 259-7745.
Santa Clarita is waking up to having it our way at Burger King, and breakfast will never be the same. If you've been challenged waking up to me, wait until you wake up with Burger King's 9 new breakfast items. 9. Premium platters, savory sandwiches, fresh baked mini blueberry biscuits, and if you've ever tasted the coffee here at KHTS, you're gonna run. No. Make that fly to Burger King in Saugus for their Seattle's best coffee. Breakfast at Burger King, now playing in Saugus on Bokeh.
Valencia Tutors is more than tutoring. We are a comprehensive learning center dedicated to your students' specific needs. Our team of teachers, school counselors, school psychologists, occupational speech therapists, as well as special education teachers makes our program unique. New to Valencia Tutors is our college admissions program, headed by Laura Lorenz, who is a credentialed high school counselor and a graduate of the prestigious UCLA College Admissions Program. Don't settle when it comes to your child's education. Call Valencia Tutors today, 210-8500.
Decorating your home for the holidays can be fun and creative. AV Party Rentals has a showroom filled with the most innovative ideas for holiday entertaining. It's the perfect accent for your Thanksgiving and Christmas dinners, as well as holiday parties. See the latest holiday displays at AV Party Rentals on Newhall Avenue during their holiday open house, happening Saturday, November 13th from 9 a.m. till 3 p.m. Stop by and enjoy the refreshments, entertainment, raffles, and their large Dickens Village display. That's AV Party Rentals, Saturday, November 13th from 9 until 3.
Heads Up Therapy on Horseback, serving kids with special needs since 1986. There's no better therapy than the magic of the horse. Come ride with us. Visit our website, www.headsuptherapy.com. Check it out, then come on out for a meet and greet visit with our horses, staff, and volunteers in beautiful Sand Canyon and Canyon Country. For information or an appointment, call 661-312-6184. We look forward to meeting you.
Santa Clarita's hometown station, hometown station, AM 1220, KHTS.
Welcome back to Around the Barn with Heads Up on Santa Clarita's hometown station, AM 1220, KHTS. I'm Bobby Jean, and we're here with Mike Dowler and Nancy Z and our guest, Michael Reduga. And if you have any questions for our guest this morning, please do give us a call at 298-KHTS. That's 298-5487.
We're here every Saturday, 9 a.m. on AM 1220 KHTS and on the website, hometownstation.com. And these shows as well are available for podcast. So you can go back in a few days and listen to the show over again. Or if you miss the show, you can catch it there. Nancy.
Yeah, I have one more a quote from one of Michael's students in Russia.
Disabled students.
And because he has them fill out a questionnaire once they experience it or have a chance to learn it and start practicing it. And he has a whole questionnaire that he asks them questions, you know. And these are some of the answers, you know, that they have, the feedback they have given. And the question this time was, please describe in detail one or two of your most vivid experiences, as well as what happened to you. The answer was, they are all very vivid. I usually appear in some unknown place and start walking. I've been trying to appear in some place I already know, but so far unsuccessfully. It's the same with trying to meet someone I know. So it takes, you know, it can take time. And what I was saying is, somebody who can do something, whether it's riding a horse or whatever, you know, they can be great at it. They can do it themselves. They can, I know many people who can do this, you know, and that it's happened spontaneously too. And some people panic.
Yes,
you know, they don't understand it, so they get frightened.
Many people.
Yeah, they get frightened.
You can't imagine it's so frightening. Yeah.
Yeah, they're so shocked that it's scary, you know, and then they go, you know, and they don't know what to do.
It's very easy to say I can fly out of my body, but when it happened,
it's still like, whoa, wait a minute, you know,
is this really,
you know?
Yes.
But he has the ability and has developed this ability to be able to teach others. Which I think is a major breakthrough, and what we've been waiting for is a teacher, you know, that can teach others. And Michael has more than one approach. Michael, I want you to describe the different, approaches.
The easiest way.
Some people can, you know, do it one way. Yes. Some people it takes
yes.
a different approach.
Everybody should start from indirect techniques. It's
indirect techniques.
Indirect techniques. It's some you should do it upon awakening. You should understand that every time upon awakening, first few seconds, about 30 seconds, you are almost in this state, and you should do something first 30 seconds upon awakening. For example, you can try to separate from your body. You can try to do some techniques. But you should understand that first few seconds upon awakening, you are almost there. And all you should do, just one more step, and you will be there. You can find all instruction
on my website,
free books. It's very easy to find from internet. Just Google Michael Roendegger.
So you can download the books and practice.
Yeah, download and practice. It's just guidebook.
And it's not, you know, it's not dangerous. There's no side effects. There's no, you know, danger involved or anything like that. So people don't have to worry that, you know, they're going to do something wrong, or they're going to, you know, get lost or something, you know, because you can't do that. But, and sometimes I find that it happens to me sometimes when I am in a sleep state, but I know the difference between being, you know, dreaming, between a regular dream, you know, like we all dream, between a regular dream. And then there are times when I have dreams that are where I'm there. It's very realistic.
Yes.
It's very there. I could write a movie script about it, you know. And I know that's different, you know, because I'm actually experiencing it, you know. I don't know how that happens for me because, you know,
I do everything backwards anyway. I will help you to do it again.
Yeah, I hope so. Because I do everything backwards, and I'm going like, you know, I'd like to be able to.
Maybe you will teach disabled people too.
Who knows? You know, I hope so. But anything we can do to help the disabled and make their lives, you know, more enriched. And not only that, but I see this as a tool for, you know, our societies now all over the world. In the United States especially, people are so stressed.
Yeah.
Everybody carries so much stress, you know, just trying to earn a living, raise their families. You know, there's a lot of stress involved, and especially with the world economy going on and everything. And this kind of therapy, you know, can be very, very productive to helping those kinds of conditions also.
Even for people with all disabilities, it's a very important thing.
Exactly. Very much so. So, Michael, what has been your most vivid experience?
Oh, I have about 4,000 experiences.
4,000 experiences.
And I want to say one thing. Every time when it happened to me, it's still so amazing that I can't believe that I can't do it. It's because it's ruin all your point.
Preconceived notions.
Yes, it's ruin all your point of view. And I'm absolutely pragmatic man. And for me, I still can't take it. It's so amazing. So could you imagine how it's important when you do it first time or second time if you still can't use it after 4,000th time?
And it's still exciting and unbelievable to you
that you can
do it. We have to pause one more time. So stay tuned and we'll be right back with some more with Michael Raduga.
9:43 in the morning. It's Around the Barn with Heads Up on your hometown station, AM 1220 KHTS.
Fox Feed, one of the largest feed and supply stores in Southern California, has been providing quality feed and pet products in the Santa Cruz Valley since 1976. Family-owned and operated, Fox Feed carries a full line of horse and livestock supplies, including everything from hay and pet food to pipe corrals and saddles. With everyday low prices, a huge inventory, and the best service, Fox Feed is Santa Cruz Valley's finest equestrian, pet, tack, and feed store. Visit Fox Feed on Sierra Highway, 2 miles north of Soledad in Canyon Country.
Heads Up Therapy on Horseback, serving kids with special needs since 1986. There's no better therapy than the magic of the horse. Come ride with us. Visit our website, www.headsuptherapy.com. Check it out, then come on out for a meet and greet visit with our horses, staff, and volunteers in beautiful Sand Canyon and Canyon Country. For information or an appointment, call 661-312-6184. We look forward to meeting you.
There's times when nothing else will do because you know exactly what you want. You want the Alamo, the taste of true Mexican cooking at its best. At Alamo, you're treated to a taste that is truly Mexican with an atmosphere to match. Relax out on the patio and enjoy a Cadillac margarita. Try a mucho burrito or a sizzling beef fajita. Have a little taste of Mexico with the Alamo Rotisserie in Granary Square. Serving Santa Clarita for 25 years with prices that can't be beat.
How much is that doggy in the window?
Many cats and dogs in Santa Clarita don't have a home. You can find them waiting for you at the Castaic Lake Animal Shelter. They need a home and someone to love. You may see our featured dogs and cats at hometownstation.com. Adopt a pet. Brought to you by our friends at Valencia Veterinary Center, a full-service 24-hour pet hospital on McBean, just north of Decoro.
Decorating your home for the holidays can be fun and creative. AV Party Rentals has a showroom filled with the most innovative ideas for holiday entertaining. It's the perfect accent for your Thanksgiving and Christmas dinners, as well as holiday parties. See the latest holiday displays at AV Party Rentals on Newhall Avenue during their holiday open house, happening Saturday, November 13th from 9 a.m. till 3 p.m. Stop by and enjoy the refreshments, entertainment, raffles, and their large Dickens Village display. That's AV Party Rentals, Saturday, November 13th from 9 until 3.
KHDS.
The other day a good friend came by and called me in a bit of a cry.
Welcome back to Around the Barn with Heads Up on Santa Clarita's hometown station, AM 1220 KHTS. I'm Bobby Jean here with Nancy Z and Mike Dowler and our guest, Michael Raduga. And if you have any questions at all, please do give us a call at 298-KHTS. That's 298-5487. Michael, this is so very, very interesting. And I know from what I'm understanding that people of all ages,
yes.
Certainly folks with disabilities as well as physically abled folks, can experience this. Would you say children? I'm so curious. Do children have are more open and more quickly
yes.
able to?
I know people who started to do it from age 4, 5 years, and moreover, I think that many people, maybe and you and me. Did it when we was about the same.
Yeah.
Now we can't remember it.
Right.
And this is why sometimes when you experience it, you feel that it is very familiar. Even first time, you mm-hmm. feel it's very familiar to you. Mm-hmm. As if it had been too much times, much times in the past.
Well, we become kind of hardwired as we grow up, like to leave that behind.
Right. Yes. Or to think, what was that? Or, what was that, and just marginalize it and say, I don't know what that was, but I'm not sure that's supposed to happen.
When you first had your experiences, Michael, I'm just curious, did you have anybody to talk to them about?
what did they say?
It was too amazing, and I tried to do it, but I saw that it's better stop and do it a little
later. Do your own scientific investigation and not...
Because people can't understand it. It's it's too amazing to be reality. Mm-hmm. It's too amazing. And if I hadn't this experience, maybe I wouldn't believe in it.
Right.
It's too amazing. Mm-hmm. For
when you teach someone how to access it and become involved with it, how do you teach how to come away from it or to return, you know, return back to normalcy? How do you do that?
This question have no chance to be because there's another problem how to be there as long as possible.
As long as possible.
Yes, because if you don't know maintaining techniques, mm-hmm. it will last only 5, 10, 15 seconds.
Uh-huh. And then you just
there's no problem to return to your body. There's another problem how to be there.
Stay longer.
How to be there longer.
Yeah.
Yes.
The goal is how do I stay longer? Not because I keep getting back. I don't want to go back. I want to stay longer.
Yes.
But how do I maintain that? Yes. You know, how do I maintain that?
When you do return, is it do you have a sense of something very sudden? You know, I think about how an airplane takes off and then, you know, when an airplane comes back and you know, and it's suddenly hitting the ground and you're moving quickly. Or I know sometimes if I awake from a dream, I'll awake kind of with a start, you know, and you suddenly feel like a jolt kind of thing. Do you know you've landed or?
sometimes you can't understand. Sometimes you think it's over.
Uh-huh.
Stand up. And but it's still,
still going.
Goes. Yes.
Ah.
But there isn't any one way how it can end. There's different ways for end.
And different techniques that maybe work better for different individuals.
Yes, of course. And everybody can find especially special techniques for themselves.
And this is for all ages, right?
Yes, for all ages. I taught people from 10 up to 70 years.
That's old. Amazing.
Yes, and there's no difference. Mm-hmm. Everybody can do it, and it is the most amazing experience you can achieve in your life. This is why people do it. And I want to say, everybody who hear me now, who have disabilities, you can contact me, and I will teach you. It's very important to me to do it here, because I have many people with disabilities who practice it in Russia.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But none of them here. And I want to teach you.
And if they can't find you, and your website is OBE4U.com,
yes.
They can always call me at Heads Up or get headsuptherapy.org and email me. I will get you in contact
if
with Michael.
If you have disabilities or if you know people with disabilities, say
them
about
it. If you would like
it.
Free instruction in learning this, because we are putting together little workshops and that for free for people with disabilities.
In Russia, I know that families are very much into tradition. They're very grounded in their traditions. How do they...
No.
React to this? I mean, are they open to...
No, there's no problem.
No.
No, it's...
So they're open to try this?
Of course. Of course, not at all. But a major part of Russian do it without problem. It's not about religion.
Right.
Yes. It's practice.
Okay.
It's something like boxing.
It's part of us.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's just part of us. As human beings, and using a part of our brain that we haven't been taught.
Yes.
To use.
Fascinating.
Like we go to school, we learn our ABCs and we learn how to do math and we learn because somebody teaches us. But it's something that, like we say, children seem to do it more naturally, but you kind of outgrow that because as you get older, it's like, you know, you leave that behind. And because nobody talks about
it,
you forget about
but
it.
But some even everybody can remember something like this.
Yes.
If they think back into their...
Yes, it's everybody can find something.
Now, we'll be right back. We have to pause for just a minute, and then we have some more exciting news from Michael on his project. Stay tuned.
9:53 at your hometown station, AM 1220 KHTS. You're tuned to Around the Barn with Heads Up. Stay close.
The time to buy is now at Valencia Auto Center. Shop near home and save money, time, and jobs in our community. Take advantage of huge dealer discounts, massive manufacturer rebates, top dollar for your trade, and special APR financing on the largest selection of vehicles in Southern California. And don't forget, when you buy from your neighbors, your tax dollars help law enforcement, fire department, hospitals, roads, parks, and recreations in the Santa Clarita area. Stop by any of the dealerships and save thousands this weekend at Valencia Auto Center. With approved credit, see dealer for details.
Looking for a spiritual place? A place to worship in Santa Clarita? What if I had a top religious program for your kids? Check out our Page of Faith at hometownstation.com. The Page of Faith, Santa Clarita Valley's church directory, available to explore at hometownstation.com.
The Page of Faith, where you'll find our valley's finest places for worship, like the sanctuary in Canyon Country, a safe place to grow. Our Page of Faith. Discover it at hometownstation.com.
If you've been dreaming about that new kitchen, your first step is to visit the remodeling professionals at Canyon Kitchen and Bath. With over 30 years of experience, their team of experts can help you express your style and design a beautiful, high-quality dream kitchen that says, "Welcome home." Unlike the big box stores, Canyon Kitchen and Bath is family-owned and operated in Saugus on Bouquet in the Telly Shopping Center. For kitchen design with your lifestyle in mind, it's Canyon Kitchen and Bath.
I'm probably my worst critic.
KHTS food stylist Erin Walgemuth.
I have very high expectations about what I'm doing, and it's very important to me that every component of a meal tastes good on its own.
Check out Erin's weekly recipe at Santa Clarita's number one website, hometownstation.com. And while there, sign up for Erin's free weekly recipe sent directly to your email. Register at hometownstation.com.
Heads Up Therapy on Horseback, serving kids with special needs since 1986. There's no better therapy than the magic of the horse. Come ride with us. Visit our website, www.headsuptherapy.com. Check it out. Then come on out for a meet and greet visit with our horses, staff, and volunteers in beautiful Sand Canyon and Canyon Country. For information or an appointment, call 661-312-6184. We look forward to meeting you.
Santa Clarita's hometown station, hometown station, AM 1220, KHTS.
Welcome back to Around the Barn with Heads Up on Santa Clarita's hometown station, AM 1220, KHTS. I'm Bobby Jean here with host Nancy Z and Mike Dowler, along with our guest, direct from Russia. We have Michael Raduga with us today. If you have any questions for our guest this morning with our last section here, please give us a call. 298-KHTS, 298-5487. I'd like to say something to our listening audience. The challenge in radio, of course, is you don't get to see the people that are chatting. And Michael is so passionate about what he's sharing with us. And I'm hoping you can all hear it in his voice, because what we can see here is a man on fire.
Yes.
And is so excited about sharing this information with us and really wanting to get this message to our people in our community that are dealing with disabilities, as well as folks that are fully capable, and that this is a very, very important new element to introduce to our lives. And he's very serious and passionate
and
about it. There's nothing like being around people with passion.
This is free. If you have a disability, a physical disability, this is free. So contact me if you can't, or, you know, Michael's website. and which is OBE again, number four. U, the letter U.com, very easy to get to, or go to, you know, headsuptherapy.org and email me, Nancy. I wanted to give one more example because we're in our closing segment of a person in Russia that Michael worked with who is blind since the age of 23. Mm. And he did it, he succeeded on his first attempt.
Yes, he did it, his first attempt, yes.
And he says, can you describe your most vivid experience? And he says, they're all very vivid. I usually appear in some unknown place and start walking. I've been trying to appear in some place I already know. But, so far, you know, he hasn't, achieved that. But he,
you should understand, he is blind, and there's blind, only place
right.
Where he can see anything.
And he's
everything.
Done this 40 to 50 times now.
Yes.
So he's succeeded.
Yes.
Could you imagine? Do any of your limitations in the physical world occur there, and what emotions are aroused? Mm. He says, no, none. I can practically always see in the phase. Once I enter the phase, I can see immediately. No especially strong emotions are aroused, as everything is essentially as it's supposed to be. And we want to say that Michael is also going to be working with UCLA.
Yes.
He's doing a study with them, Michael, and that's going to be with 300 or 400 people.
Yes. Next month there will be a big experiment and for proving this phenomenon.
Awesome.
Yes. And everybody will see in a different way for this.
Wonderful. So we will have our first experimentation and documentation here
yes.
in the U.S. at UC through UCLA. And we're almost out of time, as usual,
Another
always.
Another show, so fast.
Michael, so nice to have you. So glad to
me
meet
too.
You. So glad you came. And good luck. And welcome to California.
It's a very nice place.
Hard to give up, I says. You know, if anybody, you know, I can't imagine anybody not liking California. So we will see you next week. And so remember, happy trails.
Same time, same station, your hometown station, AM 1220 KHTS.
KHTS, Canyon Country, Santa Clarita.
You're listening to KHTS On Demand. For more podcasts, visit hometownstation.com.